And welcome back from the Roscoe Morton Tower. I'm Steve Buss, and we are here with Adam Smith from the Commemorative Air Force. We were talking about That's All Brother, the recovery of the C-47 that led the D-Day invasion, and a little bit about the restoration that will go into it. But beyond the restoration and going to air shows and events, you have a plan for using That's All Brother as an educational tool as well.
Absolutely. One of the things we're trying to do as a whole organization with the CAF is make sure that we're not just flying the planes, we're using them as to their full potential as educational tools. And a good example of that is sitting next to That's All Brother right now. We have the P-51C model that has been touring the country for the last 4 years with an educational program all around the Tuskegee Airmen. And that's been a great project for the CAF. And we want to do a similar thing with That's All Brother. So the airplane will be set up as a... we're calling it a flying classroom. It's a big airplane, and we don't need to take a movie theater around. We can take kids off the school buses and put them actually inside the airplane, sit them in the paratrooper seats, and use the real artifact as a way of getting them engaged in history and thinking about what it must have been like to fly in this aircraft on D-Day and jump out of it into hostile enemy territory in the middle of the night. Yeah, when the airplane's up and running, we will put it on tour. It's going to be sort of headquartered and based out of Dallas, where we are currently planning a new museum headquarters for the CAF. But I would imagine at least half of the year the airplane will be out on the road, touring the country, getting it into different communities. So look out for it at events like this and places all around the country.
Dale Dye, who many people know from his work with Band of Brothers, was on site yesterday and saw the airplane, along with Pee Wee Martin, who we talked to. And he is very passionate about education and just the way he was approaching his work in film and television, and how he realizes that it needs to be a catalyst for education, because we have to pull kids away from Xboxes and things like that and really give them an experience.
Right. That's where I think all of us that are in aviation, we have this huge asset. Airplanes somehow do have an ability to attract the attention of young people. I know this myself, because before I got into aviation history, I was running a coal mining museum and a Victorian farming museum. And it's very, very difficult to get the interest of young people in subjects like that. As soon as I started working with airplanes, it was like magic. They have the ability to catch the attention of young people, and that is a very precious thing. Like you say, that you know they've got lots of distractions, and so Dale Dye, I thought, was an amazing person. I was really honored to meet him yesterday. I love his work, but the way he spoke yesterday was very powerful about how artifacts like That's All Brother, they are icons of this nation. They are. This real thing that really did something in the past, it has a power about it. It's like magic. So he sees the opportunity, as we all do, to use this airplane to catch the attention of young people and share with them, you know, some of the deep values of this country and the understanding of what was done on D-Day and why it was done and why it was so important that people stand up for freedom. So really, really great to have the support of people like that. He is, if you watch Band of Brothers or Saving Private Ryan, that very authentic feeling, like you watch those movies and you think, wow, this is what it must have been like to be there. He is the guy that made it feel that way working with Steven Spielberg. And that's a very interesting guy for us to talk to, because we want this new museum attraction that we're building in Dallas. We want to have that feeling, and he's going to help us with that, which is great.
Excellent. So before we wrap up, if someone has one of those special radar sets or the antennas, how do they get in contact with you?
Come and see us. We are all week. The CAF Hangar 57 tent is on the southeast corner of Boeing Plaza. The airplane will be there for the rest of the week. It's open for tours. We're not charging a fee, but there's a donation box there, and please drop something in it and help the restoration program. And if anyone's got any leads on the historical story or any of the equipment we talked about today, yes, please stop by and let us know.
Or pick up CAF's Facebook page, and you can keep up to date on the progress of That's All Brother and all the airplanes that are in the fleet. We'll take a quick break and be back with our next guest, V. Haydu, who is a World War II WASP. And we'll be back from the stand here on EIA Radio.